The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Sneaking shots in your shoes. That's what Otto says we're going to talk about in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
Okay, there's a man named Dave Keegi. He says to never skip the gym. I'm going to take him at his word. He just turned 100. 100 years old.
And he still goes to the gym?
Every single Monday through Thursday and sometimes even Friday. He's a World War II veteran and he says, I've just been doing it because my doctor told me to keep healthy, you have to keep lifting weights and exercise. This was decades ago.
Dang.
We just got this news.
Do you have a picture of him? Is he still kind of jacked?
So let me tell you something. He's 100.
Okay? He's 100. He looks 100 though. I thought you were going to show me some fit guy.
If you would like to see this man, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Sir, thank you for your service. I think you look great. All right, Otto, food news.
Have you ever tried to sneak in shots to a concert?
I'm not going to admit that on the radio. Okay, Anthony said yes.
Fireball is about to make it that much easier because they're dropping a sneaker that is going to hold a stash flask. And this sneaker is coming out today. You have to go into their website and you can win it there or you can win a chance to buy it there. They're only going to be $25, but that sneaker is going to hold 4 shots of alcohol
in it. You know how else you can sneak it in? In your bra.
There you go. And also, this is some real degenerate activities, and I love it. Because if you ever see me taking Fireball out of a flip-flop, stop me, please.
No, it's not a flip-flop. It looks kind of like a bootleg Jordan.
Whatever. Either way, if you should be pulling some kind of shots out your shoes, you got a problem.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I had no idea that Oprah Winfrey, the billionaire, and I had so much in common. So, yeah. First of all, you're both hosts.
Yeah.
We both got our start in radio. Let me explain. Oprah Winfrey entered a talent show contest way back in the 1900s. I think it was like 1971 that had never had a black woman enter before. She was the first black woman to ever enter the contest. Now, she won. Because she sang, and also, by the way, she sang this lovely song.
In times I feel like a motherless.
She won?
Otto, she's giving it her all.
Yeah. There must not have been very much competition.
Feel like I'm almost gold.
So you're not feeling
at all. She's got good tone in her voice. That's about it.
Well, I was thinking to myself, since she won with her singing, what about me? I mean, I've been trying for years.
Oh, we're going to do this?
Said baby, what you doing? Where you at? Oh, you got plans?
I think I'm better than Oprah.
I'm sipping wine.
Your timing's a little better.
In a robe. I look too good.
Have like some kind of to weird be alone. Layering on this.
Oh, my house is clean.
Oh man!
Somebody tried to put some kind of
just shave.
Yeah, no.
Whoa, it's like some kind of T-Pain, some kind of flange on there. But if she won that contest, don't you think I should try to open up for Bruno Mars? He's on tour.
No.
With my.
I feel like, I wasn't around for Prince versus Michael Jackson.
Right.
But I kind of feel like that's what I just witnessed between you and Oprah
Anthony,
singing right
thank
now.
Thank you very much. I'm Prince.
I'm Prince.
Yeah, dude.
The skill doesn't matter yet. The skill doesn't matter yet. It's where you guys got and the story and the heart and the way that you guys put yourself out there.
She put herself out there. She won the contest, which got her name and photo in the newspaper and a spot in radio. And she's like, look, I didn't get a radio job, but I met a bunch of people at radio. And then that's how I broke into television and blah, blah, blah. And think about it. I'm in radio, but I've also done some movie roles and some other things like that. I'm literally producing I'm in the process of hopefully writing and producing a TV show like me and Oprah. Maybe I'll be a billionaire someday.
You're both shameless. So when you know that, like, you have no shame. The fact that you're just willing to put everything out there.
Why not?
I don't know why.
Let me hear Oprah one more time. Listen to her.
I think I'm going to have to give it to Oprah.
How dare you, Otto?
I'm sorry.
Let mine play, Jack.
Guys.
No. What, Anthony? What?
You're both bad. I'll say that.
We rob ourselves when we compare greatness. Let's just enjoy each of them, please.
Anthony, thank you.
Play that fine tune by the one and the only Dana Cortez.
Said baby. What you doing? Where you at? Oh, you got plans?
What?
Don't say that.
That reverb
I'm sipping wine in a robe. I look too good to be alone. My house is clean. My pool warm.
What? Okay.
Just shaved like a newborn.
You can kill that, Jack.
I promise you from now on, when you hear that song, you will always hear my version. Good or bad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Malcolm Jamal Warner was Theo in the Huxtables, the Cosby Show, way back in the day. One of the biggest sitcoms of all time. He tragically died at age 54 in an accidental drowning, while his widow, Tamisha, has filed a lawsuit against the late actor's family over alleged unpaid debts, calling out his mother.
Ooh.
And she says she's owed $1.2 million over this life insurance battle and debts. He was just fabulous in this show. I mean,
Denise told you, right, about this.
Is that a decal?
No.
Have you been tagged by the Wildlife Society?
It's an earring, Dad. And Denise says it might be infected.
These sitcoms, though, you have to understand, like, the way we stream today, it's different.
And it was interesting the way we also consumed media back then, too. Like you said, there were so fewer channels and so less sitcoms that these people were some of the most famous people in the world.
I remember, and it might have been the music. It was just so much going on in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh.
And there was one scene I'll never forget when Will is wishing that his father was in his life.
Hey, he wasn't there to teach me how to shoot my first basket, but I learned, didn't I? Hey, I got pretty damn good at it too, didn't I,
yeah,
Uncle Phil?
You did.
Got through my first day without him. Mm. I learned how to drive. Mm. I learned how to shave. I learned how to fight without him. I had 14 great birthdays without him. He never even sent me a damn card. To hell with him! Mm. I'm gonna get through college without him. I'm gonna get a great job without him. I'm gonna marry me a beautiful honey. Mm. And I'm having a whole bunch of kids. I'm gonna be a better father than he ever was. And I sure as hell don't need him for that, because ain't a damn thing he could ever teach me about how to love my kids. How come you don't want me, man?
But my favorite part about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air... when Uncle Phil would throw Jazz out of the house.
Shout out, TJ Jazzy Jazz.
Yeah, for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, listen. I want honest opinions only right now. Put your American Idol Simon Cowell hat on. Call or text 877-730-DCS1. I'm trying to open up for Bruno Mars. Listen to my cover of Bruno and Anderson .Paak Leave the Door Open. I'ma leave the door open. I'ma leave the door open. Stop laughing. I'ma leave the door open, girl. I have been taking voice lessons. This has been going on now for almost 10 years. Otto will laugh at me. Anthony, man, you did something so great. You offered me support.
Homie to homie, friend to friend, I'm so proud to hear your progress in your voice.
Thank
and
you.
I can hear from the first lesson to now is just, wow, you are
went to horrible,
so talented,
from horrible to bad.
I don't want to talk to you.
Otto?
All I do is encourage
Otto.
Your DJ career. All I do is support you. I travel with you and take video of you and mm-hmm. post it. Mm-hmm. Anthony is...
And fall down.
I did fall
you
down.
You did fall down on stage the last time you came with me.
I wasn't singing, though. I was just taking video.
I didn't let you have the mic. That's why. That's one thing I do love about my DJ gigs.
Oh, we're getting a text. Hold on. We're getting a text. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. We're getting a text. Hold on. Hold on. Carly says, keep trying. Carly!
Yeah. There it is. That's all you can do.
Well, keep trying. I could take that. Keep trying. Okay.
I think you should cover one of those, what's the homegirl's name? Ella.
Olivia
the
Dean?
Girl, the choosing.
Oh, Ella Langley?
I would say Ella Langley, but Olivia Dean, I can see you doing it, dude. I can see it. I could hear it.
Just talked to Little John, and he said Olivia Dean is his favorite artist. You know what? That's who I'm covering next, Olivia Dean.
Poor Olivia Dean.
You know what? All I've done is, thank you, Anthony, for all I've done is encourage you. And Anthony, congratulations. You're doing such big things with your comedy. We've encouraged you since the day we met you.
You guys have been very supportive of my comedy journey. Mm-hmm. And I've also recently entered a national showcase. And if the homies in the Dana Cortez Show universe could support me, it would help me get up on there. So if you go to pass the mic, it's passthamic.com/support, search Anthony A and you cast your vote that way. And yeah, man, it'll be cool to be one of the 24 comedians selected to participate in the Joe Coy Showcase.
This is a big one. This is Martin Lawrence and Joe Coy. So Anthony needs to be the big dog up there on the stage. And then for me, how can we get my cover to Bruno Mars?
Okay.
We don't.
I'm going to leave the door open.
We're not going to do that.
I'm really done with you guys. Seriously, I'm over it.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.